Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to Carol Weir with Weir Honey Farm in Washington County.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency released a report listing possible causes of the national decline in honeybees, and it went over different things like parasites and pesticides. There at Weir Honey Farms, have you dealt with anything that's affected your bee population?
Well, you deal with that all the time with honeybees. And yes, there are mites, which are, I guess you would say they were parasites, and we do treat our bees for mites. That keeps the load of mites down on the bees so that they can flourish and grow and be okay. See, a mite eats a hole in the exoskeleton of a honeybee, and then that leaves a little hole in his body because that doesn't heal up, and then the bees just get, you know, weaker and weaker because of that. So that's what the mite does, and that's why we treat for them.
What kind of things do you use to cut down on the amount of mites?
We use formic acid, and formic acid it's in plants and that kind of thing anyway. In strong amounts, it's not good for us as humans because it is an acid, but as a teeny tiny amount put on a hive, you get along okay, and it takes care of the mites, and it doesn't kill the bees.
Have you looked into anything, or have you heard anything about the effect of pesticides on bee populations?
Oh, sure. Anything that kills an insect will kill a bee. And so if you're spraying your flowers or your trees or your weeds or whatever for some kind of bug or something, then if the bee happens to come in contact with it, it could also kill them.
And you guys have a couple acres out there. Do you do anything to keep any of the pesticides that you use from drifting?
Well, farmers and other people that are around where we have our apiaries, we ask that they follow the bee rule, which is no spraying of crops for insects between 8 in the morning and 6 at night, 1 mile from the hives. So that means, you know, if you use your head and spray like late at night when the bees are back at their hives, pretty much you won't have any problem. But if you spray during the day near those hives, if those bees are foraging on whatever crop is out there, soybeans or hay or whatever, then yes, you can kill lots and lots of bees. And so that's what we ask people to do. And we keep our neighbors informed of where we have hives, and we all try to work together on the project, I guess.
How many colonies do you have?
Right now, around 240. We have bees in 12 different apiaries, approximately 20 colonies in each spot. We have to have them at least 2 miles apart because bees fly that far, and you have to have so much area that the bees can forage for the nectar from flowers of whatever's blooming. And if you get an overpopulation of bees, like anything else, then it takes care of their food, and they could starve.
Is there anything else that you guys do to make sure that your bees are thriving and the population stays up?
In the spring, when they're weak, we equalize the hives, and if they're really weak early in the spring, we feed them a little and then hope for the best, I guess. It's been a really slow spring this year because the weather has been cold and it has been rainy, and about anything else that stops farming has also slowed up the bee production too. So it's late this year. The bees are late and everything else is late.
Do you have to register your colonies with the state?
Yes, we do. That's how the people who do the spraying, companies around, that they can go online and find out where the bees are located because of that registry. And it works all over the state of Iowa that way.
And do they test your bees for colony collapse disorder?
You can't really test for it. You just go out and discover that they disappeared. We haven't had a whole lot of trouble with that, but that's not, I never say never, you know, and we try to take care of our bees and keep them healthy, and that's about all you can do. We think that possibly keeping track of the health, like keeping the mites under control, keeps the bees stronger so that they don't come up with other problems that cause a decline in the colony.
And is that just general unhealthy colony that would cause them to collapse, or is this something that they can catch?
Well, I don't really catch it. And this colony collapse stuff, they haven't really exactly figured out for sure what it is. So the best description I have of it is that if the bees have a mite load, which weakens them because they're already dealing with something that's already, you know, making you not feel well, then other pathogens come in and make you sicker, see? And that's where our theory is on this colony collapse is, because they're worn down from one thing, then more things start coming, and pretty soon, yes, the colony collapses and dies.
That was my conversation with Carol Weir with Weir Honey Farm. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.